Some Ketchikan officials want to make it easier for residents to find out what medical procedures cost before they're done. The Ketchikan City Council brought up the issue earlier this fall. Some members asked about passing an ordinance similar to one approved by the Anchorage Assembly earlier this year. Now, business leaders are asking for the same thing.
We saw what the municipality of Anchorage did, and we thought, wow, that's a great idea.
Chelsea Goucher is president of the Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. She says such a measure would level the playing field as well as improve the quality of life in the southeast Alaska city. She says that's good for business.
We think all providers will benefit from moving in that direction, as well as the public, just to have choice, a better understanding of kind of what they're getting into before they get into it. It's something that for one provider to do it and not the others doesn't really solve the problem.
Anchorage's ordinance instructs hospitals, clinics, and doctor's offices to give patients a non-binding price estimate for services on request. It includes supplies and other costs involved in a procedure. That effort and the one in Ketchikan are part of a growing nationwide movement toward medical cost transparency. Some offices already make that information available, but not a lot.
I think, on balance, it's a rarity.
Niall Brennan is president and CEO of the Healthcare Cost Institute. The nonpartisan, nonprofit, Washington, D.C.-based firm collects and analyzes health cost information.
For every provider that have made an effort, there are dozens who either deliberately or inadvertently make it extremely difficult for anybody to try and understand the true cost.
The Ketchikan City Council discussion focused on the local hospital. Member Judy Zenge says patients have a right to know what procedures will cost, and that just isn't happening.
We have a $52,567,000 hospital, and a lot of people I know don't go there. And part of it is because they can't find out how much things are going to cost.
The city-owned Ketchikan Medical Center is managed by Peace Health, a Catholic healthcare ministry. Chief Administrative Officer Ed Freisinger acknowledges council members' concerns and those of the public. He says Peace Health also wants to increase billing transparency.
We're evaluating options to, improve access to tools to gain that estimate. Right now, we do it through phone access. We are looking at an option to have it available through our website.
He says such a system would cover all Peace Health facilities, which are in Alaska, Washington, and Oregon. But there's no set date for completion. Niall Brennan of the Healthcare Cost Institute says an online system is best.
Making somebody call a phone number to understand the cost of a service is not really acceptable in this day and age.
He says the information must be presented so it can be easily understood and downloaded onto an individual's computer. But there's disagreement.
There are online systems, but they don't always capture all the relevant information that people need to know.
Becky Holtberg is president and CEO of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association. She says patients do better on the phone.
We really encourage individual conversations. First with the insurer, because the insurer actually has the most information about the patient's out-of-pocket costs, because they know the deductible, they know the copayment, and they understand the individual's plan.
And if that doesn't work, she advises patients to call the hospital or other provider. Those who are uninsured or have high deductibles should do the same and ask about discounts or financial assistance. The Ketchikan City Council plans to discuss the issue in more detail at a December 21st meeting. I'm Ed Schoenfeld.